When Simon Harris met Charlotte Fallon in Kanturk in County Cork last November during the general election campaign, the tetchy response of the then Taoiseach to the disability workers' concerns for workers' pay and disabled people catapulted the issue of disability rights to the heart of the political agenda. What has happened since? Well, the programme for government says there will be a step change in the supports and services and that a new unit focusing on disability will be established in the department of the Taoiseach. But emerged last week in the Dáil that a multi-million euro fund, which was announced by the Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil government just days before the local elections last June, did not pay out a single cent. This morning, the Cerebral Palsy Foundation is calling for the government to put disability at the forefront of its policy making, and it's releasing a survey which it says exposes the financial and structural challenges faced by those with CP. It is a childhood acquired lifelong physical disability. It results from damage to the brain and usually occurs before or during birth due to a lack of oxygen, an infection or genetic factors. Around 12,500 people here live with it. One of them is Heather Jemison, the captain of the Ireland women's cerebral palsy football team, which won bronze in the World Cup competition last November.
I was diagnosed at 2 years of age when I began walking, and from there kind of went through physio appointments, doctor's appointments, neurologists to kind of get to the root of everything, and was diagnosed with right-sided hemiplegia. So it affects my right leg and my right arm. And growing up then, I would have been very, very strict on completing my exercises, making sure I'm always moving and mobile and as active as possible. So from when I could walk, I've had a football at my feet, so that's helped me massively to develop and grow. You more often than not get kind of maybe the negative side or the possibilities of what could go wrong. And that can be really scary for a new parent. So it's so important that we're getting the good messages out there as well, letting people see the world, the possibilities that are out there for young people with CP.
Footballer Heather Jemison, she captains the Ireland Women's Cerebral Palsy football team. We're joined in studio now by Rachel Byrne, Executive Director of the Cerebral Palsy Foundation. You're very welcome indeed. So this survey, what did it reveal?
I think it revealed some things that we already knew. So, for example, there was over 400 families and adults with cerebral palsy that completed the survey. And what it really highlighted was critical gaps in care, as well as priorities that they would like to see. Some of the things that really came through in the survey was that obviously regular care and the lack of regular care, over 98% said that was a priority for them. The other piece that really sort of highlighted as well was that actually what their care looks like over the lifespan. Whether it was a mother of a child who was an infant or whether it was an adult with cerebral palsy, they wanted actually continued care throughout the lifespan. And that's something that I think the community deserves. You know, as you said earlier, there's 12,500 individuals with cerebral palsy in Ireland. And at the moment, they're definitely not receiving all the services that they need.
We often hear from parents of children with autism, for example, about what life is like for them. And for many of them, it is a battle to get services and support. Is it similar for people with CP?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And whether that is getting regular therapy, whether it's actually having access to surgery, the right surgery at the right time can really change the trajectory of a child's life and the quality of their life throughout their lifespan. And those different things, you know, we know that there are long waiting lists. We know that actually the right surgery is not happening. And so you'll also see many families having to travel abroad to actually access these services. And so what we're trying to do really is advocate for the cerebral palsy community to finally have a voice and to say, actually, we deserve these services. And like days like today, so it's National Cerebral Palsy Awareness Day today. The colour green is cerebral palsy. So you're going to see buildings around the country lighting up green to try to bring some critical attention to this issue.
And you're wearing the T-shirt. It looks
great. I am wearing the T-shirt, definitely representing our community. Mm. And it's, you know, finally something so they can have a voice at the table because, yeah, services have been lacking and not what they need.
I mentioned in the introduction that story that emerged last week of the little boy, Jack Donaghy. He was in a photograph at an event before the local elections last June with his mum, Denise McGahern. And then in the Dáil last week, Sinn Féin raised the issue of that emergency fund of nearly 4 million euro. Not a cent had been paid out since. Now, apparently, we're told that the government has now found 8 million euro for that scheme. What do you think of all that? That's the initial story, and now that the money apparently has been found.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our community does not want empty promises. And so we welcome any funding in this space. It is a under-resourced and underfunded area. So any funding that comes in absolutely will help not only the cerebral palsy community like Denise and Jack, but also the disability community at large. But it is still a very underfunded area, and we absolutely are advocating for more funding to come into this space.
Thank you very much for coming in to talk to us this morning. Rachel Byrne, Executive Director of the Cerebral Palsy Foundation.